علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood, and we are focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the situation of the societies when the prophets came to those societies, and he says that because of them interpolating and changing that promise of God, the promise of Tawheed that was there on the society, when they changed that promise, then what happened is that there were many effects. One of them, وَاجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهِ, that the devils, they began to block people from knowing their Lord. So first, they became ignorant of God's rights. Second, they began to, prop up competitors and opponents for Allah. And number three, they began to block the path of people from, the devils began to stop people from knowing their Lord. And when we talk about this, When Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَاجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهِ, the question comes is that who are these shayateen? Who are these shayateen who come and block the path of people from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about the fact that the shayateen or these devils or these satans, they come and block the path of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, this is a very high level of oppression. Why? It is because when people just don't know who their Lord is, or they don't know the rights of their Lord, then that person at least later can come to know about certain issues that may awaken him, may cause an awakening and take him to the right direction to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those final legislations. But the problem is when a person doesn't know that he doesn't know. So sometimes you know that you don't know the rights of God. But what if you don't know that you don't know the rights of God? Why you don't know? Because that vacuum has been filled with something else. So let us say a person is thirsty and he needs water. And if someone comes and gives him poisonous water, the person's thirst will be quenched. And therefore he will not ask for water, but doesn't realize that that poison of water, poisonous water, is not going to solve any problem in his body. It in fact will kill him. Or someone who is thirsty is given salty water. Okay? Now, it will not only reduce his thirst, it will increase it. You see? So this is also the issue with these devils, with this shayateen, with these satans. What they do is that they grant a substitute to people or for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people not only are ignorant of the rights of God, now they don't even know that they are ignorant. How? Because they have something in this place. They are given a certain issues, certain pleasurable things, certain fake rules and regulations and laws that makes them feel that they are disciplined and that they have a plan and they have a system, but not realizing that that actual thirst that they have is not quenched, and they continue to be in a state of thirst, in a state of confusion, in a state of wanting that final system of God. So these devils, they come and do that. And this is the problem. This is when they become blockades for people to know God. They stop people from recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing His right on the society. And this is where now the society goes through a downward trend of decadence and destruction.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the prophets came to negate the effects of the devils, to break the spells that the devils have casted on the minds and hearts of the people. And when I say these spells, I don't mean the real magic spells. They could be. But we're talking about these new systems that look so enticing for mankind. Socialism, capitalism, and all of these other things. Imperialism, liberalism. When all of them are presented to men, they feel attracted to them. They feel that these are going to be solving their problems. And therefore these things that substitute that system of God, and therefore they think that they are needless of the system that God has put for them. Now, what is this shaitan that comes and blocks the path? What is it? Normally, people confuse shaitan or the Satan with what we call as Iblis. You see, Iblis was that particular entity, that particular shaitan, a type of shaitan. He was a type of shaitan. Rather, he was one of the most perfect examples of a shaitan or a Satan. His name was Iblis, basically. And Iblis was that person who did not bow down to Nabi Adam alayhi salam when he was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he was removed from the kingdom, and he was removed from that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lost that special closeness that he had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that position in heaven. Now, when we say that these devils, they come and block the path of people from knowing God, do we necessarily point towards Iblis or that particular Satan who didn't bow down to Adam alayhi salam? The answer is no. Satan is a very vast term in Quran that includes many, many entities, different types of entities that are negative in nature. Now, how they are and what is that negativity that they have, inshallah, we shall discuss in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أحبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه